Welcome back. I'm Ian Masters, and this is Background Briefing, and I'm joined by Mitch Ward, who was the former mayor of Manhattan Beach, elected in 2006 and then again in 2009. He currently serves on the Manhattan Beach City Council. Welcome to Background Briefing, Mitch Ward.
Well, thank you very much, and I am the former mayor of the city of Manhattan Beach, and I am very honored to be on your program. It's a very pleasure to be here.
Well, we just had a little bit of Manhattan Beach surf music, and I take it that the candidate, Craig Huey, the Tea Party candidate, is driving around South Bay now in a big convertible, throwing out tennis balls with his name on it. And the reason I think that this is an important story is that this is a safe Democratic seat that was held by Jane Harman, and now there's a chance that the Tea Party could snap it up. And it has, therefore, has really serious national implications. So a lot of people around the country are watching this race. You're there on the ground. This is your district. You're a mayor of one of the important cities in the district. What's your reading on the chances of Craig Huey creating an upset?
Well, yeah, I believe that Janice Hahn is the strongest candidate here in the South Bay. I've worked alongside her, served on boards and commissions with the Southern California Association of Government. I've observed her as she works alongside other elected officials. She works exceptionally well with them. The Republican Party has devolved from the party of no to the party of destruction. And the teabag party that Craig represents is part of that parallel. And he is just out of touch with what the 36th congressional district is all about. We are a moderate district. If you look at the vote on Proposition 8, which was the vote to ban same-sex marriage in the state, we had the highest no on 8 vote outside of West Hollywood in this district. So we are a moderate district, and the Teabag Party is extreme, too extreme for this district. And we believe that Janice will prevail on Tuesday.
Well, but surely, Mitch Ward, it'll depend upon turnout, won't it? I mean, the Tea Party are fired up across the country. They surprised all the pundits in 2010. They become a very powerful voice in the Republican Party in the House, and I'm not sure that the progressives are particularly motivated. I mean, a lot of the progressives that you talk about in your district voted for Marcy Winograd, who lost, who came in after Janice Hahn, and then Craig Huey came in second, and then Deborah Bowen, the Secretary of State, came in third, and Marcy Winograd came in fourth, and arguably that, you know, Deborah Bowen, Marcy Winograd siphoned a lot of votes that Deborah Bowen would have had. She would have come in second, and we wouldn't even be having this conversation because Craig Huey wouldn't be running. So,
we are where we are. As everyone knows, I was a strong supporter of Marcy Winograd back in 2006 and also here in the primary, doing her run against Jane Harman. And as we moved on, we, both Marcy and I, have strongly endorsed Janice. And the people who have expressed to me how they admire what Marcy and I have done in that category, they said that they're coming out to vote and they're going to vote for Janice Hahn. So I feel strongly that that the left contingency of our party will come out, because there are deep ramifications to women, minorities, people of the LGBT, seniors, all across the spectrum. It is very, very important that we get out and support someone who is not as extreme as Craig Huey is. And so we believe that the left of the party and the moderates and independence of the party will come together and support Janice. And I'm out headed down to the pier here a little bit later, and we're going to try to round up a few more votes here for Janice Hahn here this afternoon. So we're encouraged, and I'm very encouraged that we're going to get good support for Janice this coming Tuesday.
But again, I'm speaking with Mitch Ward, who was he's the former mayor of Manhattan Beach, elected both in 2006 and again in 2009. He currently serves on the Manhattan Beach City Council. We're talking about this important race in the 36th District, which the vote is on this coming Tuesday. And it could have national implications if the Tea Party candidate wins. He's a self-financed millionaire, I take it. He seems to be a sort of what is an overgrown fraternity boy. Would that be an unkind way to describe him?
Well, I don't want to name call in that way.
I'm doing it for you, so go ahead.
I don't know very much about his background. He doesn't live here in the district. And as you look on the City Council of Manhattan Beach over the years and since Janice got into this race, she has the support of both the Republicans, the Democrats, and the Independent on the Manhattan Beach City Council, and Craig Huey does not. So I don't really know very much about his background, so I couldn't get into the point of trying to label him in any other way other than the extremist views that I've read about in the paper and the debate that I heard the other day. So I will leave the labeling to others.
Well, the reason I say that no caution here is that the commercials that he put out, his campaign, these hit attacks against Janice Hahn, received national attention. They were all, Chris Matthews and others were playing them on MSNBC, and CNN were also reporting on it because it was so extraordinary. I mean, it's beyond the pale what he was. He portrayed his opponent, the Democrat, as a kind of go-go dancer and taking money from African-American street gangs. I mean, it was extraordinary. I mean, I had no connection to reality.
That approach to politics is the lowest, in my opinion. And the individuals that I've spoken to in regards to that matter agree. And any candidate that associates themselves indirectly or directly, I believe, is complicit with that type of message. We denounce it, and we've called upon Craig to denounce that type of messaging, but he refuses, and he's, I think that that will attract some of the more extreme individuals of our district. But I don't believe that we have enough of those extremists here to bring him over the top. Again, we're going to put together a great coalition of our left, our moderates, and independents, and conservatives here in the South Bay in the 36th District for Janice. And we will see Tuesday, but we're very confident right now.
Well, pardon me for being the party pooper here, but in these off-term elections and this election, of course, right, was because of of Jane Harman retiring. The turnout is always incredibly low, and again, there is a national interest in this race because this would be a massive Tea Party upset, and it would resonate across the country. And it all comes down to turnout. And this guy's got a lot of money, and he apparently will pull out nothing. There's nothing he won't sink to in his campaign, and we've seen that. We know how successful Karl Rove has been in terms of getting people out to vote by taking the low road. Again, I'm just wondering whether the progressives who voted for Marcy Winograd are sufficiently motivated and recognize what's at stake here and how dangerous this Craig Huey is.
Well, I think that if you listen to what I consider the chatter on the internet, on the various blogs and the email chains that I get from the progressives and some of the progressive caucuses, they find very keenly the importance of this race. especially when it comes to a woman's right to choose. We have many, many women that are very, very motivated to make sure that our district stays a district of choice, because the overwhelming majority of us believe in that, and Craig Healy does not. And so we I feel very strongly that what I'm seeing coming across to me in emails and stuff I see posted on Facebook and all the other social networking sites, it's looking good. But you're right. We can't be complacent, and we can't sit around. We must call people, and we must say, hey, you've got to get out. If you believed in Marcy Winograd as I did in 2006, 2009, 2010, you cannot drop the ball now. You must get out and vote on Tuesday for Janice Hahn, because it would just be throwing all of that we worked so hard for, Marcy. We would throw it all out the window.
Well, so I thank you so much for joining us here today, Mitch Ward. Again, the former two-time mayor of Manhattan Beach, California. He currently serves on the Manhattan Beach Council. So what did we learn on Background Briefing today? We began with Richard Parker, who's just back from Greece, where he's been working with the Greek Prime Minister Papandreou, who's under tremendous pressure from the European Union to service the debt that they've piled up. He was able to talk about there's a real problem in Greece, but there's a phony problem in Washington, where the Republicans are using the threat of a debt ceiling crisis in order to extract concessions from the Democrats and from the White House. And we did discuss why it is that Obama appears to have adopted the language of the Republicans in tying the economy to the debt, and how much he's given away unnecessarily. And it is a true puzzlement, and that seems to be the negotiating strategy from the Obama people all along. In fact, Parker pointed out that when they first came into office and they got the first stimulus, they tried to make a deal with the Republicans, who insisted on a lot of the stimulus being tax cuts, which Obama then agreed to. But then he got no Republican votes, which indicates that he got had. He should have had a stimulus that was all stimulus money, no tax cuts. We wouldn't be in the economic hole that we're in today. Then we talked with Susan Purdon, who was in Juba, the capital of the new country, South Sudan. She gave us a very, very wonderful flavor of the celebrations and also the tremendous challenges ahead. We also talked about the great land grab in Africa that's going on, where Sudan, huge chunks of this new country are being bought up by the Chinese and by American and British hedge funds. So that was an interesting discussion. And then finally, we talked about a race in the 36th District here in California, where the Tea Party candidate could win, and that would be a national upset. And even though it's a local story, it has national implications, because this Tea Party guy is a raging nutcase. And this is a safe Democratic seat. But of course, the left split the vote three ways in the primary. And whether the supporters of the left-wing candidate who didn't make it are going to show up will be a real issue. And of course, I think in many ways that reflects the whole challenge in 2012. The Tea Party will surely show up, but will the left show up? This has been Background Briefing. I'm Ian Masters. I would like to thank my producers, Spencer Downing and Kim Nassiter. Our theme music is One Time, One Night by Los Lobos. You can hear this program, sign up for podcasts, and contact me at ianmasters.com. And I'll be back tomorrow with another Background Briefing. Bye for now. The guy that lived next door in 305.